5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to the latest United We Stand podcast. It's, what time is it? It's about 5 o'clock. It's the night of the Carling Cup. Is it called Carling Cup these days?
Capital One Cup.
Yeah. League Cup anyway. It's pre-game, so we've got a couple of the sellers here. Ant, John, Stu, Aaron, and myself, Steve, we're here. You might have noticed after the last podcast, there was nothing spoke about after the derby. The problem we had was, well, to cut a long story short, you need a good venue, you need good content, and you need good contributors in there. Well, we didn't have any of that, so it never made it. So what we thought we'd do is we'd just have a bit of a chinwag before this game about the derby. Obviously, lads, we've had a couple of days to reflect on the derby. There's been quite a lot said about it. You've had a bit of time to reflect on it. What are your thoughts now?
Overall, I could see the positives in the game. I can understand why people were a bit knack that probably we didn't have a go a bit more, especially considering the players City had out and the fact that they came and parked the bus. I can see why people were knacked. But you've also got to take the positives out of the game. The fact that 2 years ago City were coming to Old Trafford and taking a piss out of us, to be quite honest with you. You know, they obviously see us as a different threat these days. I can see both sides of the story. Like I said, I thought they were positives, but it would have been nice to have a bit more of a go at them.
Similar. I'm still gutted. After the game I thought we should have gone at them more, and, you know, we had a couple of chances towards the end, half chances. I think the chance from Lingard was unlucky. Great ball by Martial, and, you know, he was the bright light again, I suppose, up front. I don't want to.
Was he up front now?
Well, he was in their half, but I don't want to talk about Rooney. Enough's been said, and it bores me.
Well, hopefully he'll have a good game tonight. Thoughts on the derby, Aaron?
It didn't really feel like a derby, did it, on Sunday? I mean, the atmosphere was a bit flat. I don't think the players are up for it as much these days. There's not many of them come from Manchester. I thought it was the poorest derby I've ever seen. I thought more should have been made about that penalty incident, and I thought we let the ref off a bit lightly with that, because from where I was sitting, Sterling got nowhere near the ball and got given a corner and he didn't even touch it. So yeah, disappointed in the end just to get a draw and only fashion a few chances, because I thought we could have put them to the sword, because they obviously didn't want to come and get 3 points themselves.
And
I could see the positives in it. I know, it's like John said, a few years ago they were coming here and taking the piss out of us. They looked scared today, City. They set up with the defensive midfielders to foul everybody every time across the halfway line. And I thought they were very negative, City. And if you'd have told me on Friday that there'd have been only 3 chances in the game and they'd all fall to us, I'd have probably took it.
I think didn't they all fall while we were probably on the way out of the ground selling?
Yeah, the first shot on goal I saw and then left the ground. So,
a lot of people have been saying that they reckon it's like the worst derby that they've seen in God knows how long. I actually think that the defences are getting on our time, because I actually thought defensively it was a pretty good game of football to actually watch. I think some of the attacking didn't happen largely because the defenders did play well. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I don't know if you heard the comments that Gary Neville made after the game, which I thought were perhaps a little over the top, but I can see where he was coming from, saying that those were the sort of displays what English teams need to be able to show, because if you can't defend and you can't sort of cancel one another out, and you can't show a bit of your tactical side again. That's why we're probably getting nowhere in Europe. So yeah, I can see both sides of it, and like I said early on, I think this early in the season as well, both sides, just you could tell, didn't want to lose the game. It wasn't a must win fixture, but it was one you didn't want to lose. So yeah, I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah, the performances of Jones and Smalling were brilliant again, weren't they? I mean, if I know we're still a bit light in that area, but and we do need a centre half still, but they have been playing really well.
Don't matter who we buy, we always seem to still need more fucking players. I don't know what we're actually doing with this.
I said it on Sunday, but obviously I'll say it again now. I think if you'd have said 10 weeks ago, we'd have been sort of like within 2 points of whoever was top, and we would have probably all expected City, maybe Arsenal and probably Chelsea to have been there or thereabouts. So I think most people would have snatched your hand off at the beginning of August.
I think going back to that defensive side of things on Sunday, I think I mentioned needs to go to Rojo, who's not played many games this
played
season.
Well,
I thought he played well first half, particularly when, you know, I've not seen much of De Bruyne, I've not been watching match of the day. But yeah, he nullified that threat, although it didn't materialise throughout the game. I thought he had a good game, Rojo.
Tell you one thing, just to sort of be, you know, because we're going to get off to this game, obviously tonight. Just one thing that I think you mentioned it on the number of coaches. How many coaches drove past us after
29 City coaches.
Right, so, and a lot of them were local, like companies like Selwyns and Haytons and all that.
Yeah,
so, like, now, I know we don't take coaches when we go to their place, so any thoughts on why they thought they'd be safer coming on a bus?
Well, I've actually spoke to a few Blues about this, and they said because the kids keep getting attacked.
Shit houses.
Not sure about that.
Who
by? The kids are 18, 19 now, though.
Yeah. There was a dance crew on some at Busby Way today, so.
Oh, God,
can't
they were
that intimidating,
for fuck's sake. So, is that right? They've been following Franny Lee on Twitter too much, I reckon. Yeah, 29 coaches, that was it. Then they were all local, though, weren't they? But they were, you know, did you get any grief while selling?
Just for normal shit. Some knobhead with his top off with 6-1 on the back of a shirt.
Just the one you ended up shouting at through the window?
It was a factual shout. It wasn't abusive. I just said, you know, you're 16 titles away from greatness, and he didn't respond, to be fair.
Yeah, no, but
I've heard a few Blues, you know, from separate sources saying that it's not safe to come to Old Trafford anymore.
See, I like the sound of that. I'm not so sure it's true or not.
I was on, though, I don't think I saw a single one all day.
Yeah.
Up that side of the road.
Well,
so
Andy came to speak to me before the game, and he said, how's it been? I said, quiet. I said, I've not seen any fucking Blues or anything. So, just a quick one before we get off for the match. What don't we want tonight, lads?
Extra time penalties.
How annoyed are you going to be if it goes to extra time and penalties?
I'm going to be absolutely furious, mate. Absolutely livid.
You're going to beat the messes up or something when you get in?
I'll be too knackered by the time I get in. What I'll probably do is just get in, get changed, and go straight to work.
It can't happen, can it?
Well, it can, knowing United, and if it's anything like we can. But
didn't we have was it Sunderland?
Crystal Palace. Oh, and Sunderland, yeah.
Sunderland. Yeah. And Sunderland. I remember it went extra time against Berry. Do you remember that? Yonks back as well.
Yeah, it was a great game.
Triple season.
Solskjaer scored.
Is that right?
Surely we've got enough, whoever's playing tonight, to beat. I know we're going quite well in the Championship, but surely we've got enough to beat them in 90 minutes tonight.
I'm just hoping that we keep a clean sheet.
I reckon, yeah.
With Romero in there.
Yeah, I reckon Van Gaal will be quite happy with 2-0 back-to-back, don't you?
Yeah.
I reckon that, I've said it on this podcast before, I reckon if it's 0-0 after 5 fucking penalties in the shootout, we'll be quite happy with that as well. So, anyway, right, that's the derby done. We're off in it again. We're going to try and catch up with a couple of Borough fans, and then we'll be back after that. Cheers. Fucking hell. Here we are in the car park. There's a bit of a queue to get out. We've just, you probably heard us all saying, it felt like hours ago that we didn't want extra time and penalties. Here we are, United. The game finished 0-0. Extra time finished 0-0. Penalties didn't go the way it should have done either. So United are out of the Capital One Cup. So that's another year, another trophy that Van Gaal won't be winning in what I hope will be his final season at Manchester United. Lads.
Oh, it was grim, that, weren't it? It really was. We had a bit of a problem with our tickets as well, so we had to watch the match on Sky Sports News in the Trafford. So.
I had a problem with my ticket, it allowed me to get in. What happened? So your ticket won't work?
Yeah.
You fucking lucky bastard.
I was on somebody else's ticket tonight, and he'd not paid his bill. So I think he was trolling me. It was a freebie as well, so he thought he was doing me a favour. But
well, I think he has done you a favour by not paying it.
Do you know what the worst of it was today? I mean, I'm no fucking clairvoyant, but 5 minutes in, you just kind of knew exactly what was going to happen with that game today. Too many kids, I think, playing up front as well didn't help. Fellaini and the team offers you nothing.
I thought he did all right.
Do you know what? He was our best player. But he offered us nothing. That's why we're out.
Everyone else is in minuses.
I was just going to say, Fellaini and Pereira are the only two worth a mention. So that says it already. I thought Pereira ran his cock off and Fellaini, you know, again, did okay. Can anyone tell me when the last time Daley Blint last played 2 hours? He won't be able to play for 3 weeks now.
No. Fucking hell, 2 hours.
And Carrick.
I know.
I mean, that's just. I know it wasn't my most energetic game, 90 minutes, and an extra time. We decided to put a bit of a spurt on in the last 3 minutes of 90 minutes and then I put my cock away and I mean, yeah.
Aaron.
I'm not overly qualified to comment on the game tonight because I had a problem with my ticket as well. So I spent 2.5 hours in the Trafford stretching two orange and sodas out for as long as I possibly could, listening to Paul Walsh get giddy any time Middlesbrough got anywhere near our goal.
I said to him if I knew he was going to go to extra time, we'd have gone to the Lowry and watched James Bond.
Well, do you know what, mate? I mean, I always knew I was going to crap. Anyway, and I got a letter through from United the other week saying you've been moved from K-Stand to the fucking South Stand. Have you ever actually sat in there? It's like hell on earth. And then I got there, my two mates at 22-8 decided to text me and say we can't be arsed coming. So I've been sat in the South Stand on my own for 2 hours.
Sat in the South Stand on your own, watching a 0-0 against Middlesbrough that went to extra time and penalties on a winter evening.
One for the grandkids, mate, yeah.
It's definitely one for the book, that, isn't it? Joking apart, it was fucking grim, wasn't it, as a game of football?
Awful. The worst you can say about it was that Middlesbrough looked just as good as United. Chances-wise, if you looked over the game, they probably had as good, if not the better chances in the game than what United did, up until maybe the last...
decent time,
yeah, no, they do. They played the game the right way. I thought their two centre-halves were superb. And they did cause us a few problems. So, yeah, fair play to them. I think they deserved to go through, even if it was via penalties.
I thought the highlight was the game was the 10th minute.
Was that light thing?
Yeah.
What the fuck was that? SOS and it's steel and all.
Yeah, it was a tribute to all the people who were getting laid off in the steel work. So
it looked pretty good, to be fair.
Well, I tweeted that it looked like a fucking Elton John concert. And I feel alright.
Like I said, it looked pretty good.
Now I know what it was for. I feel pretty bad about it. So yeah, it was a lovely cause and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, that probably was the highlight. You wouldn't have seen it, would you?
No.
You might have done from where you was, mate. You looked out the window.
Yeah. Sat in the trap and some woman wouldn't stop asking me questions.
About what?
About the fanzine.
All right.
She goes, "What's that box?" That's nosy, isn't it?
Just
after talking to her for 2.5 hours, Shaw's final words were, "I'd shag her."
Oh, well, my mum did say she was going to pop down for a little bit.
Cheers.
Oh, dear. Anyway, I knew this had degenerated into debauchery. I really knew it. But I blame Van Gaal. I hope he stands on fucking Lego tomorrow, that bloke.
There's positives, though, lads. Rudy didn't get closer to Bobby Charlton tonight. So.
He did. He was sat in my bench. Bobby was sat behind
The thing
him.
Is, though...
Well, age-wise...
Do you know what, though? I've got... It was someone... Someone said it to me on the way out, and it kind of resonated with me a bit. They were saying, while Rooney's getting all this shit, Van Gaal's getting away with absolute murder.
I agree completely. And I mentioned the other day, I said on the message board the other day that I don't think Van Gaal and this, I hate using the word philosopher, I don't think it suits Wayne Rooney one tiny bit.
Well, it's clear his philosophy's being shit.
Well, you try and play up front when you've got nobody. You know, it's so easy to defend against. You're getting balls pinged at your left, right, centre with nobody to let it off to, nobody to run for you. So, no, I'm kind of with you on this one, Steve. I'm getting a little bit fed up.
It doesn't excuse a shit touch every time it goes into him, does it?
It does, but it doesn't suit him. We know what Rooney's game is, and the style of football doesn't suit him.
As we all know, I'm not a big fan of Wayne Rooney anymore. I mean, he's.
Did you like him when he was good?
Yeah, when he was good, yeah. I did like him. When I watched that documentary the other week, I was in tears. It was like watching a deceased relative on a home video.
Did you hear what someone said on the podcast coming back from Everton? It was like watching your favourite grandma going mental.
Yeah. Something along those lines, yeah. I mean, but
still shag.
But up there with his back to goal, that's not where... And I don't know where he played tonight when he came on, but I saw him fall over once.
Sad to watch, but I actually think that Van Gaal's not doing him favours by playing him. I think at the end of the day, Van Gaal's got to now show a bit of balls and just get the guy. Anyway, we've ended up back at the Rooney point.
Penalties.
Yeah. Well, I mean, extra time was, there was quite a lot of chances in extra time, weren't there?
Well, I was in the pub, so
the first 85 minutes. The first 85 minutes were absolutely forgettable, but then the last 5 minutes of the game and the extra time actually weren't bad. But again, that was when, you know, Middlesbrough started getting a few chances, Rob, just because the team started taking a few risks, which you didn't mind. You know, we created chances when they took some risks. Obviously, you might concede a few chances yourselves, which we did, but you'd rather go out and play in that style of football than playing that tepid sort of 80 minute stuff where Middlesbrough never looked like scoring. But all right. But never did we.
Yeah, you're right. Like, it was like the last literally 5 minutes, and then quite a few chances in injury time, which in extra time, which you'd expect people tired and all the rest of it. Jesse Lingard crapping against the post. Fellaini probably should have scored with at least one of his headers. Martial.
Not the Martial. He should have put his right boot through.
I don't get why he tried to head that. I must admit, it was like 2 foot off the ground. But there you go.
You kept showing
training with Phil Jones.
Yeah, he kept showing the chances and. Like, it didn't show the game, but it kept fucking to the chances every time we had a chance, and just kept showing Fellaini and it over there.
I was going to say, you'd have seen more adverts than you would have seen that then.
Do we know
every 2 minutes?
Was there something wrong with Wilson?
Yeah, he wasn't very good.
Is that what it was? He wasn't injured or out?
I don't think so. I think he had quite a poor first half. He's not played for quite some time, has he? But he definitely looked a bit off the pace.
You know, I think that was strange, though, how he started him, because he didn't start him against Ipswich, and just because he's. Do you think he was trying to bully him into a new contract? Because. You know, he's.
I think he's slept with Van Gaal's daughter.
Once he signed that new contract, I said to my mate, I bet he starts against the next Carling Cup game, and he has done.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that isn't true. What you just said, I should just add.
Yeah.
That's what someone told me.
Yeah. Anyway, go on. No one wants the mic now. Now that Stu said something completely libelous, no one wants to say anything. Right, lads, you know what it's like when you're selling fanzines in League Cup games against teams from the North East that bring sizeable allocations. Credit to them for what, 10,000 tickets sold. Any grief?
Nothing more than the usual idiots, especially on the way out.
What about from Borough fans?
Your usual stuff when you're trying to sell stuff. You're not saying you're fucking them, mate. There's no good for you anyway, mate. You've got to be able to fucking read now. Fuck off. That's about how much of mine went.
Yeah, I got the usual shit from sort of like teenagers with spots who haven't done their own work yet during half term. But I probably got more shit selling three at the back of a ticket office buying off United fans after the game. Especially because of who was on the cover as well, which didn't help.
The only bit of shit I got was off a 6-year-old United fan on the way out. And what I did notice was. Considering they've been in away end for 10,500, they all look sickly miserable on the way out, the Middlesbrough fans, and that's public because they all know that they've got to go home.
Go home, yeah, that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said to Aaron, I don't want one of them.
Yeah, all right then. Yeah. It was all right at the bottom end. They got here quite late, a lot of coaches are half quite late, so, but I spoke to actually some of the older generation of Borough fans that were here were actually all right. They had a good chat with a few of them, but it was the fucking kids.
To be honest, I will have to give them some credit though, because I've sold at least 25 mags to them as official programmes today. So, fair play to them.
Do you know what they? They're all about to get laid off from their job, right? Well done, Dubs.
Well, they should be in bed. Yeah. Ready to go and work and impress.
It'd be a collector's edition, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Did you get any grief on the way out? I got pure grief at the bottom end. Absolute pure grief.
No, again, he was just obviously quite boisterous, so he just had to leave them to it, but it's sort of their day, innit?
I thought they had some good songs. Shall we sing a song
shall
for you?
Well,
I enjoyed that one. What else did
we
got? Do You Come From Manchester? I thought was good.
Yeah, we support our local team. Very original stuff, a lot of the usual stuff.
Yeah, I enjoyed that one. Yeah.
Fans are shite, yeah.
That was a good one.
Shall
we sing a song for you continuously? That was pretty good.
They basically had Full House and Knobhead Bingo about 10 minutes in, didn't they?
Yeah, it was game over, wasn't it?
Straight away.
Game over. If we had the draw?
No, don't care.
Who wouldn't we have got?
I think we'd have got Everton at home.
Someone told me on the way out we got City away, which made me even more annoyed. Now, I reckon someone's had me off here with that one.
I'm pretty sure it was Everton. Ant said it, and somebody, I heard somebody else mention it on the way out. I heard a Middlesbrough fan say they've got Everton, so that's what it would have been.
Have we got away with that one a little bit then?
I'll just check my bank statement because it says 37 quid v Everton.
These nights are the worst for selling, aren't they? I mean, CSKA as well won't be good
either. Is that next week?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
But at least that's a, you know,
and then
won't go to extra
time. You won't get any Russians giving you any grief next week, I don't think.
Getting in bed at 12:30.
Yeah, won't go. Yeah, yeah, won't go to extra time penalties.
You have work tomorrow.
So you're off, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. Gonna watch highlights of that twice.
What do you reckon the fallout's going to be? Because I think now, obviously, pretty lacklustre derby. We got tanked at Arsenal, good comeback against Everton, and now we're out of a cup competition. I think potentially could start to mount up on Van Gaal.
Yeah, and I think what shown tonight as well is he's got like that weren't a complete second string team, was it? There's only really Wilson that you consider. Well, he's not been in our first team at points this season. So
talking on the way out
shows how light we are with the squad.
I think I made quite a good point that games like the derby are not the ones that you get on Van Gaal's case for. It's games like tonight when you're playing against lesser sides and you're still not going with that all gung-ho, you're still playing negative football, you're playing defensive midfielders and you're tip-topping the ball about. Now, on paper, we've got a good run of fixtures coming up in the league, but potentially they're the fixtures that I think will undo him, because they've got 0-0 draws wrote all over them, besides that we'll sit deep, they'll frustrate us and potentially nick goals, and I think they're the ones that are going to, if anything, going to sway the pendulum against Van Gaal.
I think Van Gaal's missed a trick me here tonight, and not just tonight but last season when he fielded that third string side down at MK Don, to try and sell a few of the players, and tonight he should be through to the next round, shouldn't he? Let's be honest, we played Middlesbrough at home. We've not put the weakest side out. It should be 2-3, 4-0, shouldn't it? The way we're playing, it's never going to be. But if we don't win the league, we're not going to progress too far in the Champions League, I don't think, then at least he could fall back on a League Cup and say, well, at least I won something. And it's a day out for the lads at Wembley. And I think he's just missed the trick.
Totally agree with you.
Yeah. Definitely. I don't know what.
Well, you look at so many other sides in history. You look at the run we had sort of 2007 to 2011. The first trophy that team won was a League Cup. You know, winning trophies, you know, is never ever a bad thing, irrespective of how prestigious the trophy is. So I think it's disappointing. Well, yeah, exactly.
And apart from the Community Shield, when's the last time we was at Wembley?
That was it.
City beat us.
Fucking semi-final.
So that's like 4 years.
I could fill a podcast. I could fill a podcast with stories from that day out. I tell you. Yeah.
4 years now since United have been at Wembley. It's not good enough, is it?
Well, it is considering you play there in the fifth round of the FA Cup and so on later on.
How much for tickets for tonight?
Full price.
I spoke to a Borough fan.
46 quid for that.
Yeah, but his son was for a fiver, so he paid 50.
It was the same for us. And one good thing that they come tonight, there was a lot of kids in the ground today. They'll probably never come back after watching that. But you know, they've raised some concerns. I know Barney did on the last podcast about the average age of the crowd, so it was good to see quite a lot of kids there today.
It's half term, isn't it? It's a nice night out for a lot of them, isn't it? I mean,
well, it was until about 8 o'clock.
Do we know what the attendance was?
You must have been touching
50 odd 60,
late 60s.
Do we know how many was at City?
No,
that'd be interesting. Yeah, well, I bet the crowd here was double.
They won 5-1.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, they're taking it seriously, and they'll probably go on and win that now, exactly. And then they'll use that.
Saving all the best players till Saturday.
Yeah, well. Yeah, we've got that to come on Saturday, haven't we, which isn't good. The problem is winning, it's habitual, isn't it, and it breeds confidence and all that kind of stuff.
The thing I like about it at the moment is at least we know we've got problems. I mean, I think a lot of theirs are, you know, quite deluded at the moment. I think they think they've got a chance in Europe and stuff.
The thing is, though, United have thrown, what is it, $250 million at that squad in the last year and a half.
If you take away Di Maria, though, it's not that much, is it?
Still 200, isn't it?
You still spent a lot of money. You look at some of them players on that pitch tonight, you know, your Fellainis and your... You know, Rooney's.
Think how much wages we saved in the summer. We saw Van Persie and Falcao. It's like,
I just think we seem to be going round in circles.
Sure, bought more players.
That squad seems to be going round in circles.
This is what you feel like. You feel like in the summer he's going to offload more players and get more in all the time. You know, Memphis Depay again was poor again when he played today, and you're expecting a lot more from players like that. Yeah, Martial's about the only one who ever looks like remotely like we're going to score a goal through.
Did you see that where he got the ball about 25 yards out and he had two passes on and just passed it to the keeper?
Yeah. I saw him do that on YouTube about 14 times in the Eredivisie last year, and they all went in. That's why you're doing it. You got Player of the Year doing that in Holland last year, and that's why we've got him ourselves.
We've already coached it out. Yeah. Anyway,
shouldn't be studying, or should we? I'm worried. I'm worried that we'll get either nothing or 1 point at the most on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then God knows what happens next Wednesday against an average, you know, Moscow side. We could be studying a week's time, effectively
done and dusted
out of Europe and
FA Cup to come
and 5 points behind Arsenal or whatever.
We'll batter them, lads.
Who?
Palace and CSK.
We'll batter them 0-0.
The thing is, at some point, though, that team needs to respond to tonight, because the reality is a pretty full Old Trafford has paid quite a lot of money and gone to quite a lot of effort to watch us get dumped out of the cup by a pretty good Championship side, but it's a lower league side, and that second string, that sort of second string side that started the game turned into not far off full strength in the second half. So United can't be happy with that, and they've got to go to Palace now and do something with that.
I think
that,
even the starting lineup had a lot of first team players in it. Every single player in that starting lineup except for Wilson has had a run of games in the team this season, so that shows how light our squad is. Really light at the moment.
Yeah, the one good thing I think you can have is that if anyone's in even worse form than us right now, it's Crystal Palace. So they've got been hammered again tonight. Yeah. I think they've lost two or three again in the league.
I can see Pardew working something out here for that game. I really can.
Yeah, totally.
He's a cunt like that.
Honestly.
Their style of play, though, is the sort of style you'd probably worry about with United, because they do like to sit deep. They've got pace on the counter-attack. And, You just never know, do you?
I've just got no confidence at the moment, and that's worrying.
Right, just to wrap it up, lads, let's try and think of one thing that was positive about this evening. You didn't get in, that was yours.
I'll start the other way. I need time to think.
Yeah. My chip butty in extra time.
Yeah, sounds good.
I've got two things. One is Pereira, two, but I don't have to come back for the next round.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, actually. Yeah, £37 better off. That's about the only thing I can have from it right now.
Getting turned away at the turnstile.
Yeah, you did well tonight. I think you've won. Yeah. Do you know what? I bought a fucking hot dog for the first time ever inside the ground, right? And I turned up right, and it fucking fell out the bun and landed on my shoe. So I've just had a shit night all fucking round. Yeah. Then I trod on it.
What did you do with the bun?
I was
in his pocket.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Anyway, right, that's done and dusted.
£4.50 spent.
Yeah, fuck it. Right, United are out of the League Cup, so that tournament's done and dusted for yet another season. Wasn't a great performance. I think Borough deserved to go through, and good luck to them and all their fantastic supporters in the next round. Quick prediction for Saturday then. Obviously, we're going to do a podcast on the bus going down to Palace, which I'm guessing is going to be quite entertaining. Do you reckon United will bounce back?
Yeah, I think 1-0, Mick Fellaini.
0-0. You generally do know, do you? You know, it's one of the things. If you're not getting an early goal, you'd fancy us to do well. But this just starting game so slowly. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I'll stick with
United's early goals now October.
Yeah. We'll take the lead, but end up one each.
I'd like to reserve it until I see the starting lineup. And I reckon one each.
I think the point is, do you think United will bounce back?
Yeah, 1-1.
I hope United bounce back.
Because, that one yeah.
Well, not getting bit. Well, it'll continue the unbeaten run to three in the league, won't it? So I'm with you. I think it's going to be a slog. I think Palace is quite an intense atmosphere. I think they make it quite a bit of a melting pot, and they make it as hard as possible for sides. So I'm not expecting a great deal. But
I think the one good thing about that from though is the fact that it's a 4-week journey down there means no one's really going to give a shit anyway when you're down there.
No one will have a fucking clue what's going to go on. You're coming on the coach, aren't you?
Yeah, Saturday.
Yeah, so we'll see you there. Aaron, Stu, John, and thanks a lot. Thanks for coming on the podcast. We'll record one down at Palace, so we'll have that up over the weekend. Cheers for listening. Hope your week gets better than it's been tonight. Thanks a lot.